Hey, Pat, did you hear Maggie O'Brien's was voted best Irish bar in St. Louis?
No, Eddie, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Maggie O'Brien's was voted coldest beer in town.
I had no idea.
Maggie O'Brien's was also voted best smoked corned beef sandwich in all the Midwest.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm very serious. We're also voted number one place to go before and after all major concerts and sporting events.
My God.
And Maggie's was voted best place to meet your future ex-wife.
Huh? Wait a second. Who did the voting?
Don't worry about that. All voting was done by Pat and Eddie McVeigh's family and friends, but it really is a good place to go.
Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. Counting sheep, but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross shops in my mind. On my own, here we go.
.403. It's the afternoon drive. We're at Bomber O'Brien's. Come on out. We're going to be seeing a lot of Bomber O'Brien's and Eddie here at Bomber O'Brien's over the next few weeks. We are here today till 6. Frank started things off at 10. Next Tuesday, we're having the third annual Inside STL Fantasy Football Draft here from Bomber O'Brien's. I've seen 6:30. I've seen 7 o'clock as the start times. Just get here early. And maybe you can draft with Doug Vaughn. Also coming up, they have the shuttle at Lou Fest, too. So they have, you come down here, you start drinking, jump on the shuttle, and head over to Lou Fest. Like I said, we might possibly have one of the bands from Lou Fest in studio with us. So let you know more about that probably next week. Rennie Knott will jump on with us here in just a few minutes. Come on down and register. South City Tone just came down here and registered and saved us money on postage. So you see, he's done a lot of good things already. You should be like South City Tone and come on down to Bomber O'Brien's. Jay Jr. also is going to be jumping on with us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Our final, off the final time. Wait, do we have the music? Do we still have the top 5 and 5 music? Or did we... Did we completely lose it?
Oh, I'll pull it back up. We have it. It's in my email. I don't think I saved it from the... Or should we download it on the computer somewhere?
So we've completely lost the cart.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to that.
I bet it was the writer's block, guys.
It's probably a Ben Fred move. Doesn't this seem like a Ben Fred move?
It absolutely is a Ben Fred move.
Yeah.
I could definitely see Ben Fred doing that. Going in there, just not caring what he clicked. What he got rid of. I mean, all we needed it for was like 2 more days. 2 more days, and Ben Fred couldn't let us have that.
Oh, goodness. I need to find the match game stuff, too, to make sure we have that so we can play that one last time for Andy.
We do need the match game stuff.
Yes, that I also need to find. I'm glad I remembered
that. We need to find the intro to match game. We need to do that for Andy. Andy, who has a long list of to-dos in front of him, we just need to do that for him. We need to say, Andy, you know what, just in honor of one of your best intros of all times, which turned into one of the worst segments of all times, we need that. Tony the Plowdog actually wants us to do match game one more time. I would gladly do that. I don't know if we don't have the ability to, though, Hoff. I mean, we physically don't have the people in place. We don't have the celebrities for it. So it just wouldn't work. So all you could do is get the rejoin for it. That's all we can give you. It's the best that we could possibly do. We're trying here. Like I said, Rennie coming up in just a few minutes.
Joey just texted me, making sure that we're calling him at 4:10, so we're good.
Yeah. Good. Jay just messaged me, and it makes sense why he did not text me back earlier in the day. But he said that his phone cannot get calls or make calls.
It's going to make getting him on the air difficult, isn't it?
I told him we should Skype him in like we did for old times.
We could do that. I forgot we did used to do that.
We did it, I think, like a few times, and then it stopped. So, yeah, now Jay can't jump on with us. Look at that. Rennie forgets his phone. Jay gets his phone, I guess, lost. Not lost, just broken. I could feel that, though. As a guy who in the past 2 months has had three different cell phones, I can understand. So, yeah, it's a rough time. This phone, I tell you what, having this new one, it has been really rough. It takes forever to type out a text.
When are you getting the new one?
Because it's so slow and outdated. Part of me, I mean, I keep telling myself, like, I get a new one in January. Like, I get the upgrade in January. So, I kind of want to sit there and be like, okay, I can wait till then. I can handle this till then. But then there's some days where I just want to go and turn it in for the insurance and get the new one already. And then come January, upgrade to an even better one. I'm sure if I went there, they would probably... I mean, that's where they get the money from, right? Or is it... I mean, they get the money from the deals. Like, they don't make much money off selling phones. I think it's all just from the contracts they give you each and every month. So they make the cash. So they stay in business. Huh. Yeah, 314, nobody wants to be on this show. That's pretty much what it is. That's what it's starting to sound like. A lot of excuses, Hoff. A lot of excuses as we limp to the finish line. Excited to be joined by people starting tomorrow. Excited to have other people jump on with us. That is what it sounds like. No, you don't have to text it in. Like, trust me, we see how it goes. We absolutely do. Hey, I actually didn't talk about Squeak Stoppers when we read the lineup last time. By the way, it's Carpenter, Jerko, Moss, Peralta, Molina, Grichik, Hazelbaker, Garcia, and Weaver. That brought to you by the Squeak Stoppers. Find them online, squeakstoppers.com. That's squeakstoppers.com. Any squeaks or creaks in your floors or stairs, call the Squeak Stoppers. Have them come out and get rid of that for you. Another sponsor that's following us over to 590 starting tomorrow. Happy to say that we, Hoff, about a 90-plus percent rate of the sponsors following us over to 590 tomorrow. And so that's pretty good success rate for that. But, hey, we were hoping to get him on yesterday. He forgot his phone, so now we go back out to the phone line. And we welcome in our good friend from Channel 5. It's Rennie Knott, and he joins us now. What's going on, Rennie?
What's up, Joe? By the way, don't bring up Smith's phone. I was so embarrassed. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. What was the big story you were covering that you left without your phone?
Well, I went to high school football. You know, I carry two phones. So I went up to high school football practice, and I took my station phone. And usually I have both of them in my pocket. I just thought I had it in my pocket. By the time we get back to the stage, you're like, your phone was blowing up over there. I said, well, I owe somebody a couple of beers then, so my apologies.
Ah, well, maybe Frank should have just picked it up and done the interview for you while it was ringing.
I don't think he can impersonate me. He could try. He could definitely try, but he doesn't quite carry it off quite the same way.
Rennie, how are you feeling? Because I've seen you on TV. You look great. You look like Denzel with the head and the facial hair. I'm sure the wife has been all over you since you've gotten home with the new look.
Well, surprisingly, she allowed me to keep the goatee and all that. I thought she'd want me to shave it off. She doesn't like me having a bald head, but the bald head is sort of the gray hair doesn't show on top of my head. That's basically what that's all about. I feel so much better. I mean, I still have another 4 or 5 months of recovery to go through as far as getting to 100%. But just the 30% I'm at right now feels 1,000 times better than what I did before I had surgery. And just, I'm able to breathe, I can walk, I can climb stairs. Just everything I wasn't able to do, I feel like it's coming, and I can only imagine when we get to, like, January, February, and being at 100%, just how incredible that's going to be.
Did they, have you seen pictures of the procedure that they went and did to you?
Well, you know what? I have not watched it on YouTube. Mike Bush did. My sister-in-law did. So they've all kind of told me what it's like. And I'll just put it to you this way. You don't want to watch it. It's pretty gory as far as the things they got to do and how the procedure is done. And so for me, I knew what I had to have done. I had to just do it and let me go. Because the Thursday before the Friday surgery, they're telling me all the things that could go wrong. And it's a fairly long list, and all the lists are all the issues dealt with dying. So I didn't want to know. I go, just do what you got to do, and let me see how I feel on the other side of it all.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's nothing compared to what you had done, but I've had two knee surgeries, and they've given me the pictures from it, and I didn't want to see that. I couldn't imagine wanting to go in and see that they, you know, see heart procedure and see everything they had to do for that.
Well, what they do, I mean, it was a 9-hour procedure. And so they've got to drop my body temperature down so that they can work on me without blood flowing through my body and without my organs being affected. So basically my organs were dropped to a temperature where they could sustain their life. And then they worked on everything else for like 20 minutes. Then they would stop, bring my body temperature back up, bring it back down, and do another 20 minutes for a 9-hour process. So it was, I went to sleep at 7:30 in the morning. That's when they put me under, and I didn't wake up again until 2:00 in the afternoon the following day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I missed a whole day of life, you could say.
Yeah. No, that's pretty. Man, that's. So, what are you doing now? Like, what are you doing for physical therapy and such now?
Well, that's the thing that's crazy. All I have to do is walk. And basically, by walking, that's going to make the blood flow through all the organs and all through my body and help my heart get strong again and my lungs get strong again. But there's no, like, breathing exercises I need to do. There's no lifting exercises I need to do. And, in fact, I'm not supposed to lift more than 5 pounds. So that's going to go on for a while there. I see the doctor again on Friday. He's going to tell me what my next level of exercise is. But for now, it's just the walk.
Wow, and you that so that has I would imagine that has extremely altered the diet that you're on.
Well, let's put it this way: when I used to do the radio there, I weighed about 250 pounds. This morning, I weighed 207 pounds. So I've lost a lot of weight, a lot of fluid weight. I'm on a low sodium diet. I can pretty much eat almost anything I like, so long as it doesn't have a lot of sodium in it. I can only have like 2,000 milligrams a day of sodium. And so there's, like, really no table salt, nothing like that, no true seasoning to my food. And but I eat and drink a lot of water and walk, and everything's been kept off to this point. So hopefully it stays this way. Last thing I want to do is balloon back up again and deal with all this all over again. But if I can keep myself the way I am, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, that's and both your kids are off to college, too, so that's less stress, right?
No. One is out of college.
Okay.
One's 4 years out of college. That's my son, Ethan. My daughter is a senior now at Mizzou. So, yeah, it's just me, the wife, and the dog around the house for the most part, which is nice and calming. And, you know, now I just went back to work last week. So I'm doing the early shows last week and this week. And that's been kind of odd to leave at 7 o'clock, and the sun is still out and all that stuff. But hopefully next week we can get back to work and all three shows again. And then, you know, to be honest with you, as much as it's fun not to have to go to work every day, I really do miss doing the sports. I really do miss being around the teams and talking sports and all that and just being active in the community. So I actually was itching to get back to work as soon as possible just for that reason, just to be around it all. And I really miss it.
So while you've been doing all that, I have noticed on Twitter that you have done a really good job of keeping up with everything going on sports-related. The Cardinals haven't stressed you out or done anything to harm the heart, though, have they?
You know what's crazy about it all is that because I was away for so long and I couldn't watch the team firsthand a lot. I mean, we did have that Fox on the go deal so we could watch some of the games. But it was sort of relaxing to just kind of get secondhand accounts of what was going on and then come back and it was all fresh and new again.
that you hadn't seen the guys before I left. Moss and Durko hadn't become what they've become now, home run wise, and the team was, you know, still struggling with the issues on defense and injury, but coming back was like a whole new team. So it was almost like not necessarily opening day, but the second month of the season for me to be back around it. And the other thing that's been interesting, I'm sure you'll like this too, is since I've not been doing the late shows, I've been home to watch wrestling. So my son's a big wrestler.
I saw that.
So I watched SummerSlam the other night, you know, Monday Night Raw. I didn't watch stuff last night because I actually got home too late to see that. But for the most part, I've been dabbling into things I'm not accustomed to as far as sports go. During the Olympics, it was wild to watch handball and field hockey and stuff like that. But there's a whole other world of sports going on out there that I never experienced because it's always been football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, no, Brenny, you mentioned handball. We actually had the United States head coach of team handball on the show last week. Just last Wednesday. Yeah, we tracked him down, and we had him on the show to discuss why the U.S. doesn't have a team.
Well, you know what? If LeBron James, they got to offer the big money. You get guys like LeBron James, people like that, to come and play. Our big, strong athletes that have the speed. No one wants to get in the way of that ball if those guys are throwing it. You know, when you watch the game, it reminds me a little bit of dodgeball in a way. As in, if we get our biggest and brightest as far as our football players go, we would rule. We would rule the sport. No problem.
Yeah, that's what we were discussing. I told him that I wanted to take on the John Candy role in Cool Runnings for American handball. I wanted to go around. I told him, if anything, I could be a scout for the Midwest. Like, I could just go around to colleges, or, you know, I could go to, like, I mean, how hard would it be to one day go to, like, the Colts training camp or one day the Bears training camp and be like, listen, guy, you're not going to make this team. Why don't you come play handball with me?
I wonder how that would go over, recruiting guys to play handball. Because, I, you know, when I initially think of handball, I think about what we played in grade school up against the wall there where you just basically bounce the rubber ball back and forth. So to watch that brand of handball in the Olympics, I was like, oh, okay, that's what I support. Because I'm thinking before I watched it, it was what I played in elementary school. Man, that's not a sport. That's a game. That's a recreation. That's an activity to keep us from running wild in the playground. That's what that is.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I think, who was it? Hoff, if you might remember who it was. There was a former, like, number 8 overall pick in the NBA. Was it Brendan Wright? Former North Carolina basketball player who I guess is starting to play now on the U.S. handball team.
Wow.
That he has reached out, and I guess he wants to make that his next career of playing handball. So they're starting slowly with former NBA players.
Well, get an indoor league, something like that going on, and get people to come out and watch. I know they had that. Remember the trampoline basketball league they had for a while?
Yes.
And I thought that was great and a lot of fun. I don't know why that didn't survive, because to me that was fun to watch as far as guys actually flying through the air and anybody and everybody could dunk. So I don't know. Handball, the handball could catch on. If not that, then I think the rugby seven is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, you already had the one NFL player that played in it or in the Olympics. So
oh, yeah.
I could
see that.
Guy from
the Patriots. Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah,
you know,
Nate E. something.
He's a defensive back or a special teams guy. And the thing about that sport is it's so fast. 7-minute quarter, and the game is over in literally a half hour. Next thing you know, here comes the next teams out there to play. So you can go through a whole tournament within a day. I think Americans would love that. Get on with the rest of their lives. They don't have to wait all day and all weekend for something to take place. Take place in one day.
It depends on how much you're charging me for that.
I'm going to charge you a lot.
You see, if I'm spending $20, I want it to last more than a half hour.
True. But we have more than one game. We'll have several games that day, so, you know, you get your money's worth. But I would charge you $50, though. Because I think you want to hold one tournament and then retire.
Yeah, I could do that. I would go there to that, and I would want to see a few games that day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd pay $50 for that, absolutely.
Okay, we'll look
absolutely.
You up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, let's
yeah, okay,
talk
well,
for a league.
Okay, well, yeah, you start the rugby sevens, I'll start the handball, and we can figure out a way to make those on the same day.
We're in. We are in. Definitely in on that one.
You see that? You don't have to go to work with Frank anymore.
Well, you know, if I don't do that, then I'm not doing community service. But I think, in a way, working with Frank is sort of like me getting back to St. Louis. I will keep them under control for, you know, 8 hours, and then you guys can have them for the rest of the day. But for those 8 hours, St. Louis can get a break from his craziness, and I'll handle them, and then, you know, that's how I get back.
Rennie, I produced a show for you for about 9 months. I had no idea you were a wrestling fan, and then I see Monday night you're tweeting out what's going on Monday Night Raw in the main event. Why were you holding back?
Well, it's not so much holding back. I just didn't want anybody to know. Yeah, you know, sometimes get a little embarrassed by it because people are like, well, that's not real. It's this. It's that. I go, you know what? Go ahead and let people know you're watching this stuff because it really is a lot of fun. To see guys that big, to move the way they do, say what you want about it being theater, this, that, and the other. No one is doing that at a Shakespeare play where they're flying through the air, knocking each other around and jumping off the top rope and things like that. I find it very entertaining. And then to see what happened in SummerSlam with the blood and everything else, I'm like, whoa, this can get gory even if they don't want it to. But I enjoy it. And watching the Universal title they had the other night, that I wasn't happy with that because the guy that won, to me, was not athletic-looking enough. I want a guy who looks like he played a sport, is a part of a sport, not a guy who looks like he drinks beer all day long.
Oh, you're talking about Kevin Owens, who is probably one of the best workers in the entire company.
I understand, regardless of
what shape he's in.
Well, you know what? I get that. I understand it. But if I want a poster that has the Universal Warrior or Universal Champion on it, then I want a guy who looks chiseled. I want a guy who looks the way I want to look when I'm out at the beach. The other guy, I already look like him. I've been down that road being a little overweight. Now I want to look like the guy that's chiseled. My wife was totally into Roman Reigns. She wanted him to win so bad. And when he lost, she got pissed. She left the room, turned the channel, went somewhere else.
See, your wife and Matt Adams can hang out together. I think that's his favorite wrestler.
Is that his guy?
He's a Roman Reigns guy.
My son loves Punk. Was it CM Punk?
Yeah, he's going to be in UFC.
Yeah, that's his guy. And so he's now watching the whole MMA stuff, get into that. In fact, I talked to Tyron Woodley last week, and he brought up CM Punk and how, you know, he's actually worked out with him up there in Milwaukee to get him ready for MMA. He thinks the guy can make a successful transition.
He's been hurt a lot lately, though. I mean, he's been trying this. It seems like going on 2 years now, if anything.
Well, imagine how big he was and how small he had to get. You got to factor that in there, too. And he lost a lot of size. And then to try to get your body re-sculpted and then keep the strength and get stronger, I think it was asking a lot for him to be that guy. But you know what? He's going to get a lot of people in the six seats because they're going to come from wrestling to watch him do this. And I'm sure at some point he'll be successful at it.
Yeah, I want to see him just get beat so bad that he quits after one and goes back to wrestling. That's my hope.
It probably will happen. It probably will happen.
That's my hope with it. Well, Rennie, I am so happy to hear that you are that you're doing well and that you're going to be that you've already been back at the ballpark. I haven't seen you there yet. I was there on Saturday and didn't see you there, but I'm happy to see that you are back. And now that tomorrow I'm moving to 2-4 on 590, I should be down there hopefully a lot more in the month of September.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, especially with this being your last show on this particular radio station. You guys get to make the switch over to the other side. No more 920, back to 590. I guess I'll just be turning my radio around. But thanks a lot for having me on, and thanks you guys for all your support, too, because trust me, when I was out in San Diego, be able to read the tweets and stay in touch that way was very meaningful for me.
Well, we're glad that you're doing fine and you're back at it, Rennie. Thank you so much for jumping on.
All right, man. Be good. Bye.
Rennie Knott joining us here on the afternoon drive. The low sodium diet is that he is on. It says avoid bagels, tortillas, cold cuts, cured meats, pizza, poultry, soup, and sandwiches. What is Rennie eating?
That's legitimately. I'm a big soup and sandwich guy. I eat that.
Yeah, you are.
Not together, but I'm a big. I love soup. I could not go without soup. I think it's the most versatile meal on the planet.
See, I mean, obviously, like my weakness is pizza, but I mean, I eat a lot of chicken.
So do I.
I mean, that's what I had here. I had a you know, they rolled out the menu, and everything on here looks so damn delicious out here at Bomber O'Brien's. I decided to go a little healthy. Yeah, I got the fries, but I went with a chicken sandwich. Just a grilled chicken sandwich out here. And I ate a lot of that. Like I said, it's good that Rennie's back. Good to have Rennie back. Like this, Roderick, you get severance pay. No, I'm not. We're not really, like, I don't think any of us are considered, like, Hoff, do you consider yourself unemployed as of 6 p.m. tonight?
No, I do not. No. I'll still have to look ahead to the next day.
From 6 p.m. till the morning, you're unemployed?
I guess so. I'll enjoy my unemployment.
No, I think, yeah, coming back, like, within 20 hours, I don't think is unemployed. Now, the last time we made a change and we had a month off, that was a little different.
Oh, that was so nice. I want that to happen again.
I don't.
You didn't like that? Now, what if you didn't have a kid? You had a baby then, so you couldn't really enjoy it.
That's true.
Because Hudson was born like right at the beginning of that. What if?
Oh, he was born. He was born the like 2 days after we got let go. Yeah.
So you had newborn, who was just crying and stuff like that. But you know, and keeping you from sleeping. What about? What if I say where it happened starting tomorrow, and you'd have September off? Would you enjoy it more?
I think so. Yeah, that would be different. Yeah, if I had disposable income to go to Ireland like you did. I mean, yeah, you had a little disposable income and a month of free time. So, yeah, you took great advantage of that. See, I feel like we're heading towards, I'm looking at the text line, I feel like we're heading towards the Sloot ticket debacle. It says, Joe, well, you aren't moving to 590. No, I am moving to 590. I'll be on tomorrow from 2 to 4. I'll be on tomorrow from 2 to 4. Brian, you'll be there. Howard Balzer will be there. Yes.
Fun. What about Friday, Joe? Are you excited for Friday's show?
Friday, I will call in.
Oh.
But Friday, I will be on my way to a wedding up in Northwest Indiana. I'm taking the day off.
Oh.
I am taking the day off. Kavorsky's sister texts in. I tended bar for the entire month I had off. What a life. That's still work. That's not a month off. I've never worked in a bar. I've never tended bar, so I don't know if that's a difficult job or not.
Ask Ray King.
Now, Stank on the Hangdown says he's happy that I'm moving to 590 and says he'll tune in on Friday. No, I'm not going to be. This is where things got a little out of hand with the whole SLU ticket giveaway, is that people didn't quite listen well enough, and then it just snowballed, and then it just kind of snowballed into this. Tom Bernanski's Batwing. Joe, don't lie. Pizza isn't your weakness. It's free.
I mean, to be fair,
that's everybody.
Yeah, whose weakness isn't free?
Right. Who gets some? Who has somebody come up to them and be like, "Hey, here's a free beer," and you go, "No, no, no, sir. Let me give you money for that. Let me pay you for this beer." Nobody does that. Come on. Whose weakness isn't free? Ray King says I could bartend blackout drunk and still make 30% in tips. I would bartend for a night. Ray King, can you make me an honorary bartender? Maybe that should be a thing. God, could you imagine if everybody from Inside STL just bartended for a night at the Wheelhouse?
Oh, God.
How much in tips would Doug make?
He'd make a lot. Doug and Plowsy would make a lot of money in tips, I feel like.
No, I don't think Plowsy would make a lot in tips. People would just be like, "Plowsy, can I get a drink? Cool. You want to meet out back and take a hit real quick? Okay." Like, nobody would actually give Plowsy money. Wilmore Park bathroom attendant, "This station sucks. I'm switching to 590 tomorrow." "You'll be disappointed. It'll be mostly the same." Oh, Ray King doesn't want to hand out any of his shifts.
I don't blame him.
Oh. So, yeah. That's a good text coming. We already handed out our text of the day today. That went to South City Tone. I got to tell you, though, there's been some strong work that the folks are doing so far. And Hoff, coming up next, it's the final This Day in History. It'll be a sad, sad occasion when we wrap up This Day in History. But we've had some good times during it, and we've had a lot of Plowboy involved in it as well, coming up here on the Afternoon Drive. That'll be next here on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com.